today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you never really been fat? And when you get fat, it's different. It pisses you off, right?
Yeah, it does.
But if you've been fat and you're fat, I imagine that you don't know any better. So
thank you, Oscar, for a nod to me.
Okay. No, but you've been skinny.
I have.
What did you like better?
The best thing is when you're skinny, getting fat. Because you still look pretty good.
So we're off to the side, and Carla and Shannon sit behind us, which was pretty cool. So we got to say hello to them. But there's an older guy sitting next to us. And my brother-in-law leans in and he goes, "Don't say anything yet, but I think that might be the high sparrow."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
How you been?
I am great.
It is the Oscar and Rob Show today, as Mike is taking a day. You know what? Today is also Dog Day at O'Mara House.
Dog Day.
And we have Maddie here as the voice in the sky. Hi, Maddie.
Hello. How are you guys?
I love that you told her a minute before the show, next time give yourself a camera.
Yeah. Well, I figure, you know, she's...
I think so.
She's better than Pony. So, as far as on the air,
well,
we should give
anyway,
her, should give her something, right?
I think in every way.
Hi, Pony.
Anyway. Hey, Matt.
Hi there.
Well, even her fidelity is better than Pony.
Just a peek behind the curtain. yesterday, we had a complete internet blackout for like the city block because they were doing construction outside.
And you know what? In many ways, we caught a lucky break because it happened like 60 seconds after we finished the regular show.
Correct.
Because if that had happened during the regular show, we would have been screwed.
Yeah, infrastructure. It's the best.
Yeah, DC is a great town.
Especially in the
built
city.
On a swamp.
I'm glad they're doing this now, though, not when everything's opened back up. You know,
it's right.
It makes sense. Yeah. So, poor Pony. And I don't even know what to say about this because everyone thinks we're just bullies. But I have not talked to him about this. I know, Rob, you have.
I thought I was especially sweet when I called.
I'm sure you were. And I couldn't do it because I was like, I can't handle this right now. I'm going to derail on the man. So at 3, we reconvened because we decided we're going to record the bonus show at 3 because Mike was going to have a personal day today. And we wanted to make sure we got Mike part of the process. We want to be
and Comcast,
on the bonus show.
The magnificent people at Comcast said they think they'll be back on by 2. So we wanted to give them a little bit of a runway.
A Michael Buffer. So I
don't say his name. He's litigious.
I said to everybody, okay, via text, we're going with 3 p.m. And everybody got the text.
Right.
Everybody on the team. And around, I would say, 2:56, I text Pony because he usually is the first one in as he's in front of his computer all day for the most part. He's like, hey, the everything's hooked up on remotely to everyone. The Telos units we use are hooked up.
Right.
And it's an easy fix. It's easy to do. I can do it. Rob can do it. Anybody can do it. And he's like, and so I call him. Because I don't hear anything from him. I'm like, hey, what's going on? And I hear him huffing and puffing. I don't know, and you're going to have to figure this out, if he's or running. Don't know.
Both equally likely.
Both disturb me. So, and I don't really ask, but it's kind of that awkward, like, am I interrupting something?
And there's really no good way to ask that question.
Yeah, so I don't ask.
Are you working out?
I said... What? Because I haven't seen gains, right? I haven't seen gains in a year of him running.
Right. Whenever he talks, you know, and he occasionally says he goes running, but I always sort of picture it like the scene in Forrest Gump, where for no good reason, Forrest just starts running.
Yeah.
Like there's no plan to.
Or he throws his hands out for inertia.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, he's got very little weight, so he has very little momentum.
Yeah. So he needs
a stiff wind.
The muscle mass, right? It's not there.
Right.
So at that point, this is what, and look, some people, fight or flight, he's a flight guy. And he's like, all right, I'll see you in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, the show will be started. So I was like, I hang up, I hook it all up and move on.
Yeah, you hit Pony, the two buttons.
What is your story?
Basically, what happened was we had that internet meltdown yesterday, as you said.
Right? Yes.
And the first message I saw was Rob suggesting that we do the bonus today instead of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was dealing with the meltdown, saw a few texts came in, and I just saw a thumbs up and assumed that it was for doing the bonus today. It was a stupid mistake, and I admit that. And I apologize for that.
No need to apologize. You know, it's just kind of commonplace now. My question to you is this. The meltdown, you never actually followed up on. Like, there was no like, hey, it looks like the internet is back on. Nothing like that. Unless I missed a text.
Well, again, I was trying to see what was going on with Comcast.
How long did you observe the internet meltdown, our Chernobyl?
Yeah, you were in the thick of it, right?
So the network actually came back pretty quickly, but I wasn't sure if the network is going to be in and out throughout the day leading up till 2 o'clock as they predicted. So I was kind of watching to make sure that things didn't go up and down and so on.
What of a follow-up that said, hey, the network looks steady at all? Because we connected at 3 and we didn't hear a peep from you until I called you.
Again, I didn't realize that we were doing the bonus show yesterday.
I get it. But a follow-up between 11 and 3 o'clock is not too much to ask for.
Especially if it is just verification that the internet is back up and running.
Especially if you're just looking at a screen the entire time and pull back the curtain a little bit. It was solid, like, the entire time. So you think you'd share that great information with your team and say, hey.
Solid news. Good
great
update.
Great news. Everything looks great.
Yep. You know what? I should have done that, and I'm sorry.
Now, you've walked yourself into a lie, because if you were watching the screen the entire time, what were you doing when I called you?
Well, when you called me, I had gone out to take a quick walk around the neighborhood just to get some fresh air.
I see.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D is important. I'm not going to say you can't have that.
Well, I mean, he has to preserve his chocolatey dark tan. No one loves to sun himself like Pony.
Pony.
Yes.
We talked about this for years. I don't care what you're doing. You get to work from home, but you have to be efficient from home.
Right.
If you can't be efficient, we got to carve out a little office downstairs for you. And I know you hate coming in here. So figure that out, buddy.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, the answer I'm looking for is, like, I'll do my best.
Yeah,
I'll do my best.
Will.
I don't mean sorry anymore. I just want you to communicate. Because if you do that, you won't miss something.
You're absolutely right.
All right.
And I will do better.
Now, dealer's choice. Do you want to come back in? Because when you're in here, you look miserable. I mean, I'm asking in front of the world.
Yeah.
And there's no bad answer. I want the world to know that you know that we asked you, do you want to come back in? And if you don't, cool. But you got to be efficient from home.
Yeah, I love working from home.
Okay, and that's all we need to know.
That's it.
Work from home. Key word, work.
That's right. Look at those texts. Just when you see a thumbs up, see what the thumbs up refers to. This is important.
Right. All right?
Understood. All
right. Good meeting.
That was a great meeting.
Rob, the floor is yours. I'm so sorry.
You know, I know you love gadgets.
Yeah, I do love
gadgets.
And
I think you're going to like, we've talked a lot about refrigerators this week.
Yes.
And I guess it's because we're all stuck at Pony working from home, probably deals with his refrigerator.
Working.
That's right. So we discussed Mike's bad ice maker, which I think is sad.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little research. People hate their Samsung refrigerators. You know what else people hate? People hate their LG refrigerators.
Yes.
People don't hate Whirlpool. I have a Whirlpool upstairs.
Okay, but there is some snobbery that comes around with people that are used to seeing DVD players.
Yes, you're
as
right.
The brand, and then now they see refrigerators, stoves, washer dryers.
Yeah.
Now the brands. I was a GE Whirlpool guy. Like that was my life.
Right.
I think
that was also your DJ name,
I
wasn't
think
it?
That they fell off because really? LG. And Samsung make a great product. They just have different tiers.
Well, the thing is that the tiers are what you're going to shed when you buy an LG.
Well, have you ever heard of an LG Signature Series?
Doesn't matter. No, LG parts.
Google it right now, just quickly, and I'll pad for you.
All right, very good. Okay.
I can't afford the LG Signature Series. I just can't. I don't think many people can. It is the high line of high line of just like if you buy a car, right?
Right.
If you get a Toyota Corolla, probably lasts you forever. Solid. Get a Lexus. Same company, just a luxury brand.
All right. You're right. They get high ratings. But I will tell you this. I have been stung by the LG company because twice I have bought LG products. Twice they have broken. Yeah. And twice you can't get parts. And the repairman will just say, sorry, can't fix it because I can't get the part.
Well, agreed. But I think that happens. I have a GE Whirlpool washer dryer.
Right.
And the stackable kind.
Right.
It looks so ancient, but they made it like a tank back then.
Other than these
new guys that have all the touch screens, right?
Right, right, exactly. So I have a Whirlpool upstairs, and that's the one that I discussed last week, and I like it very much. But what I call my beer fridge, the one that's in the garage, mm-hmm. that's basically for overflow, that is a General Electric. And it's an older General Electric, and as you say, it's a tank.
Yeah.
But it requires some adjustments, because the fact is, the garage can get warm, and it can cause the compressor to work too hard, and it can, like, freeze up. Mm-hmm. So you have to be real careful and monkey with the settings. And it's not a digital setting. I can't just plug in 35 degrees, enter, and it goes, there's a knob. You start at 5. If you want it colder, you go up. If you want it not as cold, you go down. So I've been really screwing with it, and I got this gadget. And, Oscar, it's so fun. You're going to love this. Do you know what this is? Comes in a holster. A literal holster.
Like a firearm.
It's not. It is an infrared thermometer that I can use for checking the internal temperature. Now, I've got a standard mercury thermometer in my freezer yeah. and my refrigerator, and your target is that your freezer should be under zero.
Yes.
Like minus 10 is about perfect.
Okay.
And your refrigerator should be below 40 but above freezing. So I've been tinkering all week, and noticing that if the refrigerator is a little bit colder, the freezer might get a little warmer. So you have to, you know, sort of balance them. This is the magic, though, because look, I'm gonna—I don't know what'll happen if I shoot it at my camera. Hold on. Are you getting any sort of?
I'm not getting a laser. What about your forehead? Why don't you hit your forehead?
I can do that.
Yeah. Close your eyes. You don't want that.
Look at that. 96.3. I'm alive. I don't have
Wash
COVID.
FM. Do Linus.
Linus, come here, buddy. Hold on. Linus is coming up at a solid 71.8.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's chilly.
But this is what I got this for my grill.
Yeah.
Or a frying pan and cooking. Mm-hmm. But every day now I have it at my desk and I go into my fridge and I hit the wall and it's great. It is so good because now this checks the temperature of the other
of the temperature.
Yeah, it's yeah. like double checking, and that way all of my food is safe and my beer has never been colder. I've got the refrigeration. It's actually, there's about a 1 degree variance from the top to the bottom, but it's at about 37 degrees, which is perfect for beer.
All right, so this is what you're gonna love. One is, we're in the middle of a pandemic, right?
Do you know the light bulb that I have on my lamp right now? It's 124.9 degrees.
Okay. So in the middle of a pandemic,
right.
there's a bunch of these guns out here that I'm sure work for what they work for. But there are certain guns that are rated for equipment, industrial use.
Right, right.
And then
yeah.
certain guns that are used for medical use.
You know what? Right before we broke down for pandemic style broadcasting, yes. you had one of the gun
the
thermometers.
Medical use. Yeah, still have that here.
And you shot me in the forehead and I came up like 32 degrees.
Yes.
Barely alive.
So by the way, it is awkward for those of you that have gone to work and getting or gone to the dentist or anything like that. You get the gun so much so that within even here at Podcast Village, you'll be interested.
Right.
We have a little kiosk we ordered where you walk up to and it scans you.
Oh, that's great.
Right? So you don't have that, like, hold on a second, cover your eyes.
Right. Hold on. I want to check the interior of my thermoplast. Do you know my liquid IV is at 29 degrees because of the ice cubes on top? That's fantastic.
I guess what's great about the show is that that gun that you have, some people have right. resorted to getting because human rated ones weren't around.
Well, I'm sure that the demand went, and there was probably like a steady demand for them for like 5 years, and then all of a sudden everybody needed to have them, like toilet paper.
When did you get yours?
This I got when we got the Uni pizza oven for checking the temperature. But it's become so valuable.
Uni?
Yes, it became so valuable.
Oh, we all have one.
Then you probably have one at your house. But like, if you want to fry food or cook something, you want to check the temperature of a cook surface,
mm-hmm.
this is what you need to do. You can't use an instant read.
What about your fridge? How many times you gun it?
Twice a day. I take my refrigerator's temperature twice a day. I take my temperature twice a day.
You see, I do. I also have a regular thermometer at my desk. I do take my temperature twice a day.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, I'm all ears.
When do you know you have a problem? What degree difference? What is your sweet spot? What is your mode, your median? Like, what are you looking at?
Hit a problem last week. Had to defrost. Absolutely hit a problem.
Defrost? That's a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the ass, but it was what we were. We were almost up on a grocery run, so there wasn't much to move. That was good.
Yeah.
But if you get above 40, that's your danger zone in your refrigerator.
Why do you, and explain this, I don't really understand, I guess, the freezer world.
Right.
Or refrigerator world.
You see, and that's the thing, is that I remember growing up, you had something, you put it in the fridge, and then you got it, and now I'm a statistician. I'm a nerd. I'm tracking trends. I'm the Dr. Fauci of refrigerators.
How long does a defrost and then frost take? What, eight hours?
Well, it's to go to generalelectric.com and it will recommend this. Take out all perishables, open all doors on the freezer and fridge, and let it set for 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
If it is a bad one, and I've had ones where you see, I have children.
Mm-hmm.
Julia is very smart.
Yes.
Robert's very strong.
Yes.
And sometimes the door of the freezer might look like it's shut. You know, it's actually, but it's not sealed.
Oh, yeah. The seal will get you all the time.
And then what'll happen is if you're lazy and you're putting stuff away and you don't close it, it can't bring itself down to temperature, and it'll run, and that's what'll make the compressor freeze up. That's such a bad defrost that when it's done, you will get water puddling
under your freezer.
I've
seen that in my mom's garage, in her garage refrigerator.
So then that happens there, too, because it's working harder because it's not in a climate-controlled environment.
Correct.
So when I start monitoring the temperatures, and I see, we're like at 40 and a fraction.
Catch it before it freezes.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that the compressor could freeze.
Yeah. So if you see it starting to fight it, then you can take a preliminary action. And then if you just do it for like 8 hours, you're normally okay. But the problem is,
I appreciate this conversation. This is great.
What's bad is if you hit this thing and it's like Ben, you did a run to Costco and you got the freezer upstairs full and the freezer downstairs full, then you're in a world of hurt. Because you got no place to put the food. So what do? You say, kids, we're eating pot pies starting now. We have to cook them all. But anyway, so that is really, it's because I've become a refrigerator nerd. And I think it's a little bit like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. I'm stuck at home. And so I can focus on this now. Well, and the food has never been colder.
You're celebrating. I mean, you're celebrating what you're into. And by the way, you're being celebrated online. That refrigerator, I guess, maybe 20-minute conversation we had.
Yes.
4 or 5 days ago. I might have been last week. It got so much traction on the people. Like, people want a masterclass on how you segment. And
What's great is that, I mean, it truly, truly is. And the word that they used to use, program director, you say, why don't you be relatable? Can you be relatable? Well, everybody has a refrigerator.
Actually, that's fine, but not everybody does what you do. I think what you do is so tedious and such a waste of time that it disgusts me. It actually made me mad when you had
that
conversation.
Don't be mad.
F has the time to be like, oh, my beverages have to go into the
door.
But
you see, if you have a system.
And the perishables have to go here. And if I don't put my leftovers on the top, it's just going to drive me nuts.
If you have a system, it actually saves you time in the long run.
Well, how much time do you spend at the fridge? I literally look in there. If I see a freshly, awesome. If not, I pick up a yogurt and walk away. That's all I got.
Well,
freshly yogurt.
That's true. Most people have more than 3 items in the refrigerator. So you've actually gone to the ultimate time saving method.
I'm a minimalist.
You are a minimalist.
Yes.
And that's a good word.
Minimalist.
So, but you get the things organized and it stays the way they ought to be.
But
and
what's
also,
going to get lost is my concern. Like, what could possibly be go sideways where, oh my God, that's now not edible?
Well, I mean, you got to stay ahead of the game, Oscar. You got to stay ahead of the game.
And what is the worst thing that could happen? Give me an example.
What if a discarded piece of plasticware, like a Tupperware or a Rubbermaid, maybe has some leftover chili in it, okay? And it gets pushed to the back.
Yes.
And for some reason, it's behind something that's refrigerated that you need all the time. Say, like
garlic, like a jar of minced garlic, lasts forever, right? A jar of maraschino cherries lasts forever.
Okay.
And so it goes back there, and then you don't see it. And then all of a sudden you say, I think tonight I'm going to have myself an old-fashioned. And you go back, and you move the garlic, and you grab the maraschino cherries, and you say, what's this? This is chili from July 10th.
Yes.
And you go, oh, no, what a horrible thing. And then you've got a mess, and you've got spoiled chili, and you've got to clean it up. So you see, this is why the organization is key.
Okay. Is it more about the spoiled chili or that you missed an opportunity to eat the chili?
There's always chili in the cupboard. There's always chili in the cupboard. It's not missing the chili. It's gabbing the fact that we had to throw away the chili.
Damn it. I needed that protein.
Now, here's Linus. He's going to get a treat for not going out to pee.
Oh, hi, Linus.
Linus, come here, buddy. We're talking leftover chili.
Hi, buddy.
Come here.
Hi, buddy.
Come here.
Oh, there he is.
Good buddy.
There he is. Look at that buddy. Tail. So exciting. Today's a video day for all of you. Oh, hi.
All right, so yeah, so I am a refrigerator nerd, and ladies and gentlemen, here's what you do. Take your temperature, but also take your refrigerator's temperature, and if your refrigerator has trouble breathing, put it on a respirator.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Father's Day.
Well, Father's Day is this Sunday?
Yeah.
When did Father's Day start? I think it was started by Hallmark, I think. Tommy. Now, Tommy Newsome. Doc is up working in Las Vegas. Tommy is very close with his father. Tommy's father looks upon him as the son that he never had.
Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie.
Sunday is Father's Day, and the Trump kids are planning to give their father a tie. It'll be the first time in a while that Trump has a tie that's not linked to Russia.
Happy Father's Day.
Okay, here's another card. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for being too lazy to use birth control, Dad.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan. Wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. Here's to you, Dad.
Do you remember your first heart-to-heart, your man-to-man talk with your father?
Yep.
I remember sitting down with my dad when he tried to explain the birds and the bees. And it was a very touching experience. Unfortunately, it came after my first divorce. A little late, but I didn't know.
Fudgy the Whale for Father's Day. Yeah, that's a great gift. Your participating Carvel dealer also has Huggy the Bear and Cookie Puss dolls. You'll love them. Thank you.
Father's Day.
Sunday, Father's Day. Are you ready? Are you excited about Father's Day? Yeah! But my son, God bless him, in school, he made me a very special Father's Day gift. You know, here's what it is. It's a giant, it's huge, it's a giant inbox, a huge inbox for all my hate mail. It's perfect.
I get my communication skills from my father, too, which is nothing. Absolutely nothing. He's 66 years old. He's down to grunts at this point in his life. He's a pop, you hungry? Pop, you cold? Pop, how'd the Mets do?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
That's the very funny Adam Ferreira at the end of that clip. I love him. He's a nice fella.
Good guy.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends. It's a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Lawrence, West Virginia to Starbuck, Washington, from Blue Earth, Minnesota to Clancy, Montana, and from Condom, France to Tamuning, Guam. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone. They're still in the building, aren't they?
Yes.
Getting it done for everybody.
Yeah, they're doing the opposite of what Pony's doing.
Paying attention, replying to texts. They do all that stuff.
As things slowly start to reopen, we're seeing signs of stabilization in the housing and mortgage market. So it's more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. And we all trust the team at Cornerstone First Financial. I know they handled Mike's mortgage. Mm-hmm. They've worked for you. I've consulted with them. They're fantastic. As we adapt to the new normal, Cornerstone has emerged as a leader by educating our listeners and not selling them. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are a lender and a broker, that allows them to have all the programs available, and a retail bank can't do that. So call our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today, 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Interest rates on 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever.
Two.
So you got to check it out. Cornerstone First will put your home's value to work for you. We'll come out of this together, and when we do, Cornerstone First will be there. So 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And I love that through it all, they're sticking by us and sticking by you. So they're good folks. Now, we already had Linus make his surprise appearance. Yes. We know his body temperature based on the thermonuclear thermometer. Mm-hmm. But you said to me before we did the show, Santos is up to something.
Yeah, Santos is... It's been weird because Santos somehow got to the vet over this pandemic, and the way that you see the vet these days, at least in the DC areas, you drop them off outside and they pick them up and roll out. Like it's a
right.
It's like a drive through for your pets.
Sure.
So you no longer have to wait in line. And if you don't want to wait, like I hated going to the vet and just sitting there. And so this is perfect. And
that
no
is
one,
good.
And although, no one judges you.
You miss seeing the dogs in the lobby. I like that. I like going in and seeing the other pets.
Rob, this is what's great. We're two different guys.
We are.
I see those dogs, and then I judge the people. Like, who's got time in the middle of the day to just come do this? Like,
we're identical cousins, Oscar, is exactly what we are.
Who has time for this? Well, work?
I'm saying if you have to do it, one of the only good things about going to the vet is seeing the other dogs.
In fairness, my wife usually takes the dog.
I see.
Now, this time... I said, wow, you're back quick. She goes, no, they won't let me sit there and with them. You got to drop them off like fast food, right? Like you're a Postmates, but with a dog. And we get word back that, so we get the little ding that he's ready to go, pick him
right.
up. And that he's like he's basically a fatty. He's obese. We got an obese Labrador.
Really?
Yeah. And that's not shocking.
Has he put on weight since the pandemic? Because
he's my fry guy till I die. But this is my fault.
Okay.
Because it's been chronicled that I'm probably the most lax within his diet. My wife spends a fortune with this raw food diet.
Right.
I think that's what it's called. And he looked great for the first 2 years we had him. He was good. Then I started taking him to Bode, and he was riding shotgun in the car. So we'd go through the drive-through, and then I get a fry, and he get a fry, and I get a fry, and he get a fry, all the way back.
Does the horde feed him?
No. But it wasn't. So those are just a handful of times.
Right.
That's me. Me right. being the wrong, a monster to my dog and teaching him about junk food.
I understand. I'm the same way with mine.
So I put that down, Rob.
Okay.
I said, no more of this. I took a break. Then the pandemic hit.
Right.
And if you're watching at home, old Fantana here has easily gained 15. So that's a lot
Oscar,
of Postmates.
I've been telling them all it's just a camera setting.
Thank you. And I'm working it off. Like I'm running like Forrest around trying to figure it out. But
could we do that like Paula Abdul did? Remember when she did the video when she was fat and they smushed it?
The aspect ratio.
Yeah, look, they just changed the aspect and everyone's changing their television.
If you've never really been fat, and when you get fat, it's different. It pisses you off, right?
Yeah, it does. It does.
But if you've been fat and you're fat, I imagine that you don't know any better. So
thank you, Oscar, for a nod to me.
Okay. No, but you've been skinny.
I have.
What did you like better?
I liked the best thing is when you're skinny getting fat. Because you still look pretty good, but you're eating. That's the best thing. If you really want honesty, that's the best part.
The road back.
The road back is great.
Okay. Well, look, and then I've experienced that, right? Because I'm going in the wrong direction. and this is, God bless you, Jimmy. A lot of pickups from Jimmy's and getting a Thunder Burger, getting Wingo's burgers down the street.
Sure.
Walking around, getting a Domino's. Like, just when you're alone, you're like, I'll Postmates it.
Sure.
So when that happens, and it's Shannon and I, Shannon always eats healthy for the most part, and I'm always like, ah, oh, Santos, I got to give you one of these seasoned fries. So he's roughly 15 pounds over, like Papa.
He can't be 15 pounds overweight.
He's
supposed to be,
I think, they said 25 to 30 pounds. That's how he's supposed to be.
Wow. And I guess he would weigh about 45.
He's 40, 45.
Yeah, yeah. Linus he's held pretty steady his whole life, but once he's full-grown dog, he could probably lose now 3 or 4 pounds, but he still has that beautiful waistline.
So now it's my job as a owner of I cut him off. He doesn't get any more junk food. Right. He's done.
Done.
It's like I broke up with my dog. He's pissed at me.
He
doesn't know if he did anything wrong.
Yeah, oh, God,
like,
yeah.
It's this like... this whole thing of, hey, man, now you would say, Oscar, maybe if you stop eating junk food, he would stop asking for junk food.
Right.
It's 50-50 right now. But.
Well, I don't know if he has the brain power to make that connection. I don't think he sees the fact that you're not eating junk food is why he shouldn't be getting junk food. I think he still should be.
I'm giving him too much credit.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. Someone is standing between me and the fries, and it's that guy. And I should still be getting my fries somehow.
Yeah. And I love a fat cat as much as anybody else.
Right.
But I also judge a fat cat. Like if there's a huge fat cat, I'm like, oh, those owners are killing that cat.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill Santos.
No.
So he's got to lose some LBs.
Mm-hmm.
Now he hates me. Because every time I have food, he comes around and it's a freshly. He's like, can I get some? And literally, like, I owe him money. He stares at me.
Is it a staring thing? Is it a whining thing? What's his play?
No, he didn't really talk much, which is great.
Yeah, not a vocal dog.
Not a vocal dog. But he'll just sit there and then he'll, like, do this, like,
oh, you know what? I do know that about him. He is a touchy dog.
Yeah.
He will, like...
Or he'll come and nuzzle you, be like, what about me? What about me?
Yeah. Linus will whine a little bit, but I do know this from knowing Santos when we were at Podcast Village. I played a game with him. This is a very difficult game called Snoot. Very tricky game where I will grab his snoot and go, snooty, snoot, snoot, snoot.
Yes.
And he likes it because it's like, you know, it's our thing. And sometimes if I'm at a computer at the village, I'll just feel a little furry thing in my hand and he's coming over. He's initiating snoot.
He's like, play with me.
Yeah, he's like, I'm bored. Let's play snooty, snoot, snoot, snoot. And so...
I miss having you here, Rob. I'll say that.
I miss seeing you, too.
Remember when Bonnie said he never wanted to come back in?
That's right. He likes working from home.
Oh, man. Snooty, snoot, snoot.
Of course, it's hard to play snoot when you're busy turning your phone upside down all day. But I do know this about Santos. Santos is a dog that craves affection and will come. He will put his paw
he's
on you.
He's got to lose weight. I just got to make it through the tough time. Which is in
what
the meantime
if,
right now.
What if you do like we did, we talked about it yesterday, Snackwell's Fat Fake Cookies. What if you got him food that wouldn't make him gain weight? You know what dogs love?
What?
Frozen string beans.
Oh, they do?
They think it's like the biggest treat in the world, and they're almost calorie free.
I love it. I'll put Shannon on it right away.
Yeah, we call them bean treats.
And your dog loves them?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I got the idea from Katie Von Herman because, you know, she's got 75 dogs. And they go through the whole string beans. Yeah, string beans is a great thing for them. Canned, too, if you want to give them, like, just a snack. But the frozen ones almost feel like you're giving them a treat.
Because they find the beans inside?
Well, because it's like a cold, crunchy thing.
Oh, like a little ball of string beans.
No, no, a single string bean.
What's a string bean?
You know what like green bean is? Like, you know, like...
Like the Jolly Green Giant bean?
Yeah, exactly. Get them frozen.
Do people still call them string beans?
Actually, I think that is a little old school.
It's like, what am I missing here?
I know.
Are they called peas?
No, peas. Peas are different. Peas are different. The thing... I didn't want to break it down to this. In the old days, a string bean was called a string bean because when you snapped it, there was like a string... That was almost inedible.
Didn't know that.
Peel off. They've bred that out of them, and now they're basically just called green beans.
Okay.
But as you know, I'm 600 years old, and I still call them string beans.
You grew up on a farm.
And
you
that's
know
what we call
more
them.
About
yeah.
vegetables than anybody does.
So that's what you need to do is you need to get string beans or green beans, frozen green beans for your dog. And he'll love it. He'll love it. And you just keep them handy,
yeah,
and you're good to go.
I love it.
And also on the farm, sometimes dogs would eat squash, but that's, you got to cook it. Nobody wants that. Stick around, folks. When we come back, we have our talking head.
Yes.
Who I actually.
Talking head.
Who has had a morning already. I think you're going to enjoy finding out what he did today. He's already done more than we'll do all day.
I bet.
So when we come back, our talking head, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. String beans equal to or greater than green beans. Back after this.
Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at the Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@mikeomerishow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel. Or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. He's not from around here.
Hey.
We keep an eye on that one.
Yeah,
and
that
be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything.
Pony likes working from home. And when he works from home, he likes to shave. But now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore, Oscar.
No.
Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside at home, waiting for the show to start at 3 o'clock. Just wait there. That's why they ship directly to you. We love Harry's. I adore Harry's. I never look back from the first time I used a Harry's blade. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's, and you can claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential, quality at a fair price at just $2 a blade. They make their own blades at a classic German factory that's been honing blades for over a century, which means you get incredibly high quality blades at factory direct prices. Blade refills delivered directly to your door on your schedule. You can subscribe or just buy as you need. They make it so easy with a 100% quality guarantee. And if you don't love your shave, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. And how about this? 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. So not just a good product, but good people. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle with a firm grip, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, the best in the world, I swear, with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today, and thank you, Harry's. Now, we renamed the bit yesterday The Talking Head.
Mm-hmm.
And we are joined now, Oscar, from an entertainment lawyer from Forest Hill, Maryland. Geography quiz. Do you know where Forest Hill is?
It's in PG County.
It is about 30 miles north of Baltimore.
Oh, I actually, never mind. North of Baltimore?
Yes.
I have no idea.
He is married. He is a father of three. He is an avid runner, and he has already competed in a marathon run this morning to benefit first responders. Say hi to Alex Allman. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Alex, woo! Alex, are you closer to the city of Baltimore or the Chesapeake House?
I am closer to the Chesapeake House, the lovely Chesapeake House. Yes, sir. Yeah. So we're north. If you go up the I-95 corridor, what does Mike call it? The super slab. So we're about 25, 30 miles north of Baltimore.
Right.
So very we're cool. Out of the city.
Very cool. Very
now,
cool.
It was. I have to really, first off, show appreciation to Alex because we were originally going to do this interview at 9 o'clock, but we've shifted the show start time. Mm-hmm. He's already competed in a competitive race this morning. Tell us about your race, Alex.
So a bunch of friends got together and started a charity called 19 versus 19. And what it was to benefit first responders once the pandemic. So it was, we're going to run 19 miles to address the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're going to run it on June 19th. So today was the day that we did it, and there was folks that were running here in Maryland. There were some people that were running in California. There were some people running in Europe. And so when Rob told me the start time was going to be shifted back, I had to call the other runners and say, you guys mind if we start at 3:45 this morning?
And they were like, God.
No.
What time were you scheduled to start?
We were going to start at probably 4:30.
Gotcha. Yeah, wow. Well, thank you for the shift. This means a lot.
This is a group of people that just don't care about sleep, yep. At least tonight, right? So they're like, sure, whatever. We don't really care. We'll just meet and start at that time. So it all worked out. And I was so conflicted because I said, this is my big shot.
Yeah.
This is my big showbiz shot. Yeah. I can't let this opportunity go by and miss the chance to talk to you guys because I was out in Vegas this year, had a great time. I met each of you after the show in the little patio area there after the show. And just, we had the best weekend. And I have to tell you guys a little story if I could.
Please.
Sure.
So we're leaving. We're flying out of Vegas on Sunday morning, I guess it was, because we went to the Friday night show and we had tickets. We bought tickets for Saturday night show, but we decided to just go out on the town that night. And so on Sunday morning, we're heading to the airport and we're standing in line and there's Dude Walker. Dude Walker's right next to us.
That's awesome.
And
that's
so cool. He's flying. He's got the same connections that we do. We flew to Kansas City, which is the worst airport I've ever been in my life. And then we fly to Baltimore because Dude lives in Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. Well, I remember making Dude's travel arrangements and saying, oh God, I'm putting him through Kansas City. He's never going to voice anything for us ever again.
Right. So I keep running into him, right? And I keep running into him at the Kansas City airport. I keep running into him in the Las Vegas airport. And he's the nicest guy.
He is.
Turns out he's a car aficionado, has a Miata that he likes to drive out on country roads. And his favorite road to drive his Miata is the road that my parents live on in the suburbs of Baltimore. Wow. And he says, yeah, that's my favorite road to drive my car on. And he couldn't have been more friendly to chat us up and just talk about the business and talk about where he's been. And it was really, really, really cool. And I'll never forget how approachable and friendly and kind and just fun to be around he was. So that capped off the amazing weekend.
Oh,
that we
that's sweet.
That is really cool. He is the nicest man in the world.
Genuine.
And so proud that he actually took that weekend to spend with us and do that and stay with the show all this time. Now, I know one question that Mike would ask if he were here is, what is your origin story? How did you find the show?
Oh, I love it. So I went to college in Tennessee and I came back to Baltimore and I was attending law school at the University of Baltimore and I would hurry out to my car. I'd leave my classes early to make sure I made the 3 o'clock start of the show. Because the beginning of the show was always the best, right? The first segment where Don and Mike would go and they would just plow through the breaks, right? they wouldn't do any commercials until like the 3:40, 45 mark. And I'm
usually 50 or 55, trust me.
Right. By the time you get to 5-6 o'clock, it's just one commercial after another. Yep. So you're just like, who cares?
Yeah.
So I started listening back then and it was appointment radio for me. I would listen on the way home. I would sit in the driveway finishing out the segment. I rode the highs and lows. And then as life went on, you know, I followed you guys onto the podcast. I was there when Mike was in Baltimore with Kurt McEwen. And
oh, yeah.
I remember those days. And then I followed you onto the podcast. I used to, it was such a cumbersome process to download the podcast back then.
Yeah.
I remember I had this little device that I'd gotten from Sirius and it would save MP3s on it. And I'd have to go and get the MP3 and I had to save it and I had to listen to it.
Right.
So it's just gotten so amazing over the years. You guys have never been better. As my brother-in-law who lives in Buffalo, who is my brother with the TMOS, because he's a daily listener probably for a decade straight.
What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Johnny Hicks. So he is, you probably heard, Johnny. We did a bunch of call-ins when you were doing the Yak Shack. And he came out to Vegas with me. And
oh, cool.
We had such a great time with all the characters that were there and, you know, Jimmy walking around with that goose dress on and my brother-in-law is looking at me and he's like, are you kidding me? This is Jim Serino. This is like the biggest guy. And then we're like, there's HBS. Like we're looking at them like they're the biggest celebrities we've ever seen. So can I tell you one other story from the show?
Sure, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So we sit down and we are strategically picking our chairs. We're like, what's the best vantage point?
Right.
You know, who do we want to sit next to? And there's a bunch of people that just like stole, like Jim Amato's of the world, stole all the middle seats, right?
Not to point any fingers.
Right. And we got to meet Jim, by the way, who I thought was wonderful as well. And so we're off to the side. And Carla and Shannon sit behind us, which was pretty cool. So we got to say hello to them. But there's an older guy sitting next to us. And my brother-in-law leans in and he goes, don't say anything yet, but I think that might be the High Sparrow. Because all these people were coming up and paying homage to him.
Sure, yeah.
They would walk up and they would like say things to him, and he would like hand them like papers, and they would like, yes, sir. And they'd walk away. And I said, that's got to be the High Sparrow.
Of course.
So the way we figured it out was he takes his wallet out for some reason. I don't know. He was like getting a business card out or something like that.
Of course, because that's what one does at a Las Vegas show. One hands out business cards.
Right, right. So I lean over and I look and I see his driver's license, and it says Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Nice.
And I look over.
Nice.
And I tell my brother, I go, it is indeed. We are sitting next to the High Sparrow. Just play it cool, man. Play it cool.
That's so great. Pulling a true Murder, She Wrote thing. I saw the driver's license.
I forgot that was his nickname. He is the High Sparrow.
It has been a while, but it is true. It is ever so true. Now you said,
this is great.
Alex, you said in the letter that you sent that you are a lawyer that specializes in entertainment. What sort
Where
of
have you been, Alex? Jesus.
Yeah, what have, can you help us? What have you done?
I do a bunch of different types of law, but one of the types of law that I've taken on recently is I have negotiated a number of podcast deals.
Great.
And I've Fantastic. Been working with some of the bigger companies out on the West Coast, like Podcast One and Westwood mm-hmm. One and mm-hmm. Telepictures and stuff like that. And so I go into these negotiations with all of the buzzwords that I've learned from you guys.
Fantastic.
Like, that's great.
So I'm like, all right, so tell me what are how the segment's going to be set up. What's the, what spots are we doing?
Love it.
And I just feel like I'm like, I have a little bit of in the know, and I'm like, I know how this works, right? Mm-hmm. There's a paywall, and right. I understand you got advertisements and there's a promo code, and you got to make sure that you're promoting the promo code. And the advertisements are always reads that are read by the host, so that people don't just fast forward to them.
Right.
And I mean, I never fast forward through any of the advertisements you guys read because they're always so funny.
You know,
it's like part of the show.
Do you want to plug any of the shows you work with, or is that something that you want to keep private? Just
so the only one, the recently one that's launched is the Ray Lewis podcast. So I produced, helped produce a couple of the first episodes, and I did the deal, and that's on Podcast One. And I was hoping to get a connection going with Podcast Village at some point, but it was just kind of like, I don't think you guys were really looking for that sort of thing at that point yet. But I always have new clients that are looking to kind of find a place to host their show. And let me just tell you, that is a tough business. It is a tough business. Anytime you're working in the entertainment field on the West Coast,
right?
The West Coast is the place where they tell you to their face they love you. They will put their arm around you and say, you're my best friend. And then 40 minutes later, you're going to get an email from somebody that says, man, you really offended that person. They're really upset with you.
No yeah. way. Jesus.
And then, wow. So the East Coast, New York down to Miami, people just say it to your face.
Yeah.
They're like, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. This is how we're going to do business. And it's so much, I find that much more refreshing to deal with people that tell you to their face kind of what the deal is. So if you guys find your travels dealing in anything on the West Coast, you'll figure it out. You've got to be so – everyone's so sensitive on the West Coast.
Yeah. We're just going to send – we're going to say call our buddy Alex and tell him how much you love him.
That's right.
Yeah. I love the fact that a man who specializes in various kinds of law says that podcasting is a tough business. I mean, that's right. I appreciate that sentiment. Thank you.
I am always, and I'm always curious about the monetization of the show, mm-hmm. right? I'm always curious
so am
about
I.
how that works. And just how that, you know, the structure is, you guys keep that pretty close to the vest. I've always wondered, so Mike's got the show and you guys are independent contractors. So my lawyer starts kind of, yeah. My brain starts turning and I'm like, okay, so what are the tax issues there? I mean, that's the curse of being an attorney is this you analyze it all.
I'm happy to answer that.
Sure.
The way that this business is set up is completely non-traditional.
Yeah.
And it probably couldn't exist in today's climate without our background of like friends and like, yeah, really
after nearly 11 years, yeah. I mean, it evolved into this because, yeah, there was nothing like this when we started.
When it got formal was, honestly, when Mark and Buzz left and we're like, oh, like this is a business.
Yeah. It's not just friends anymore.
And
yeah.
If I'm being completely transparent with our listeners, like it was hurtful when they left. You know, there's some lies that were told to us,
right?
And in the long run, I think even on the air, we never discussed it. We didn't want to talk about it. We were just like, we'll take the high road. We just move on. But that's the first time, Alex, that we're like, whoa,
right?
Like this can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we quote unquote, you know, went through an attorney and had paperwork set up and
drew up some papers
and taken care of. Now,
right?
As far as the business is concerned, it's. Unless you have these I would say either a network behind you or a product that no one else has,
mm-hmm.
that you have something so unique and you think on your own you can break through without any support of a larger network, it is almost impossible to do this on your own and make it your primary source of income.
Mm-hmm.
So Podcast Village was built in the same way where, yeah, we support shows that we work with. So that gives you that inertia there. And then within the world of TMOS, like you see how much we try to give. There's so many. If you have an idea for a podcast, odds are we'll take the time to talk about it.
We love to say yes. That's what we say.
But Alex, we also, like on the East Coast you talk about, we're also very effing honest. We're like, look, unless you're going to do this just to love doing this.
Passion.
Like, you got to look at it that way before you, unless you have a big name like Ray Lewis or something, or along those lines, then
right.
Like, there's no guarantees you'll ever make money off of this.
Yeah.
So be prepared. Right. Be prepared to, you know, there'll be a little bit of a slog, but
yeah.
If you want to take a swing, there's an elegant and strategic way to take a swing in this business.
Yeah. Well, I've seen with some of the bigger names that I've seen the massive promotion machine, because what they'll do is, they've got all these celebrities lined up on all these podcasts, and then they'll cross promote them all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. So
that is a very efficient and effective. But then this is what happens: you promote it, and then if the show is not good, there's a problem.
And also, then
because
when you run out
of listeners, the listeners will not stay. Like they'll be like, this is another sports podcast.
And you see the people that they come out strong, and then they run out of friends. And then 7 episodes and they're done because they don't have anyone else that they can call to get on. So
look, this is Ray's, you know, a force of his own, right? So
right.
He'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you talk about networks, you got the iHearts of the world. They can promote the hell out of a show, but frankly, I still have yet to hear a show that's gone on iHeart and broken out because they're giving you spots on their stations across the country that are played in the middle of the night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then the other end is the Barstools of the world, who created a monster in Caller Daddy, and then that imploded in itself. This is really deep podcast talk, and I'm going to stop nerding out.
All right. Let's all reset. Let's take a reset here. And I just want to, you know, we are up against a break. Alex, I want to say thank you because you have been a tremendous supporter in all ways through the years, bonus show subscriber from day one. And thank you for staying with us all this time.
Thank you.
Talking Heads, you've been great. We really appreciate you taking the time and getting up in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Getting up in the dead of night to do it. We love it. And was it Johnny Hicks in Buffalo that we need to thank as well?
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Alex. And if you want to be a Talking Head, send me an email, rob@mikeomaraShow.com. We'll get you on. Alex, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. And happy Father's Day.
Thank you, guys. You too, Rob.
Take care.
Nice to meet you, Oscar. Thank you.
Pleasure.
When I come back, Oscar, I got a story that's going to creep you out big time. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the Y zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the Y zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
I like when they talk at the same time. I love Legacy Box. And as we mentioned, Sunday is Father's Day. It's not too late to do the greatest Father's Day gift ever. You see, Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service that preserves all of your home movies and pictures on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. And with Father's Day this Sunday, what are you getting your dad? How about getting him the gift of memories? Ooh. You know, you got that big box of movies that's probably gathering mildew on top of the refrigerator that's defrosting in your garage. Bring it upstairs, put it in a Legacy Box, and convert it to the 21st century for dad. It's so easy. You put it in the box, you mail it in, they convert it, you enjoy it. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 750,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Meras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got Julia's birth put on a thumb drive, and it's great because anytime she bothers me, I just put it on my computer, make her watch it, and she's out. She's gone. Mm-hmm. She does not want to see that. Mm-hmm. It's a gift your dad will never forget. I love it. It's great because it's memories. So get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 50% off of your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, and then you send it in whenever you want. You can purchase it now and do it later. Legacy Box is great for someone you love, especially dear old dad. So go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. Legacy Box. Okay. Thank you, Alex. He's just texted me that we made his weekend. What a nice guy.
He killed.
Yeah, great good guy. And smart. God, yeah. We have smart listeners. That's awesome.
I'm smart. Thanks, Charlie.
I want to say, and I got a text from Charlie Burney with all the talk of Linus and all the talk of Santos. He wants Sam Wise to have some equal time next week.
Oh, absolutely.
So we carve out a
time. Anytime.
So if I say to you Private Island Beauties, do you remember that? What that is?
If I recall, this is a gentleman that he's an artist.
He is an artist.
There's not much more I can say about that. But he has a his path High through line. Life
yes.
Has brought him into the world of, I guess, erotic art.
I would say a hyper-realistic sculpture would be another way to say it.
I remember I slipped a disc picking that lady up.
Yeah, and I remember having her on my lap. She was nice. He was an in-studio guest, and he brought his wares with him. That's just a sideline to the story that I'm about to read you. Yes. This crossed my desk yesterday. Very pleased. Were you ever a guy that watched, maybe in your teenage years or when you're in college, did you watch soap operas?
Yeah. Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, we were big days on during the days of Don and Mike. We'd watch Days of Our Lives right before the show. I was all my children growing up because it was what my grandparents watched. But The Bold and the Beautiful is the first soap opera to come back into production. And that's a CBS
joint. Is that
joint,
still
I
on?
Believe. Yeah, I believe Damn. It is. However, this is from Fox News. It says, The Bold and the Beautiful filmmakers are getting creative when it comes to meeting new production guidelines as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. They temporarily resumed production this Wednesday, which would be of this week, making use of one of its old blow-up dolls to film sex scenes during production.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Private Island Beauty dolls?
Well, no, this is, you see, they're just testing it. They're just testing it, but I'm thinking this is a tremendous money-making opportunity for our buddy over there. Bradley Bell, the executive producer and head writer of the long-running soap series, told the New York Post the decision was made with social distancing in mind. We were just reviewing scripts, and all the romantic scenes just fell flat. So we put our heads together trying to figure out a way to make the scenes work while using the 6-foot distancing rule. And we brought out a doll from the prop room that we used years ago as a corpse.
Oh,
This is getting creepier. These dolls, and creepier.
I mean, think about, especially if you're filming in 4K or.
Yeah, well, you need realism, right?
You need realism. So you can't just fake it with like a plastic doll.
No, like the ones that you would see in the movies that always look surprised.
Yeah.
That's not going to work for you anymore. Okay. And I think you know what I mean.
So have you emailed our Private Island Beauty connection?
No, because I just got this late last night.
There are winners and losers in this pandemic. He could be a winner.
It's a great, this is great. I have to
That's
read it.
That's what you're going to write to him. Be like, hey man, there are winners and losers in this. You could be a winner. Link.
I'm going to read this in the voice that I imagine the producer has.
Okay.
Okay. Because I've never heard the producer talk. It's a great doll. I quote, it's a great doll and we'll be using her with hair and makeup as a stand-in to match some of our leading ladies. So they're going to actually use the corpse doll to look like the ladies, but there's one catch, according to the producer. Yes. He says, only one doll exists at this point.
Again, a market opportunity.
So they have to, I guess, share the doll. So I'm going to get in touch with the Private Island guy.
Yeah, just going to be like, hey, man, might want to call ABC.
Or CBS, call them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he could, you know, every girl, and you know what? They're going to need guys, too. You're going to need guy dolls, too. So this is a really opportunity for him to make bank. He can be great with this.
I'm thinking of other ways you would show up. They're not going to use CGI. That's too expensive.
That would be very – and the thing is keep in mind, we all know from the movie Tootsie that soap operas, they turn about 24 to 48 hours. They film and broadcast them fast. So they can't do anything really fast in post, I think.
Yeah.
So the producer says – we may be investing in more dolls, including male ones. So, yeah, this is we're following the story.
Uh-huh.
So we will have
Thank you for the update.
Yeah, well, I think it's great. Now, you know what? I also think now I'm going to watch The Bold and the Beautiful and say, living, maybe not alive there.
So Private Island.
Yeah. That's Oscar.
Could you book that? First of all, I'll pre-interview him. What's his name again? Do you remember his name?
I don't.
Okay.
But I'll find it. Okay. I'll find it.
But listen, I want to know if there's been an uptick in purchases from him.
Probably. I would have to imagine.
Right?
What businesses are pandemic proof?
Like,
rubber
think
women.
About it. If you're at home and you're like, oh, I can't go on all these dates anymore. COVID's shut down my Tinder. Like, you take all that date money and buy a doll.
That's right.
Oscar, we're looking into investing in more dolls.
Remember somebody stole his his designs in China?
That's right.
Poor guy.
Yeah, we need to talk to him again. Here's the daytime
Emmy. They stole my molds.
Who knows? That guy might win a daytime Emmy. It could happen.
Thank you.
We'll come back after this. Mind reels, doesn't it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're back after this.
The UBS Evening News.
Oh, Howard Beale.
With Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset, and you're angry, and you stare at your podcast player, and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party, or my shopping center, or my bonus show, or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOmeraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOmeraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
I miss Mike, because I like to watch Mike when I play that promo.
Absolutely.
Mike will be back on Monday, folks, so have no fear.
He actually was running a 19-mile marathon. He just couldn't make it back.
Well, we finished. He was 19 miles away from his house. Had to call Carla for a ride. He said, get that smelly rent-a-car and come get me. Mike, we miss you, and we will see you on Monday. Now, Oscar, stars, they're just like
stars.
Us. Yeah, stars. Do you know that Maddie Masiello likes to put her hat, tiramisu, in a hat?
No, I did not know that.
She loves to put, literally.
A cat in a hat.
Yeah, el gato and el sombrero. Take that, Dr. Seuss.
Like a top hat or just like a cap?
Well, I think we'll talk like to her about cat. It in a okay, moment. Okay. We can talk to her about it, but I think as all cats love hats. Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion, but TV's Billy Bush has a remarkable vintage bottle cap collection.
Mm-hmm.
And also it was revealed this week that reality TV kingpin June Shannon, do you know who that is?
No.
That's Honey Boo Boo's Mama June. She recently admitted that she lost the family home because of a $2,500 a day meth habit.
And they also
repossessed her car thanks to a $1,200 per day pastry addiction. Sad.
That's terrible.
It is. We wish her the best. But those are showbiz stars. I prefer Facebook stars, and so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. Simply click the star, select how many stars you want to buy, and then click send. Boom. Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. Have you gotten a box of pennies at Podcast Village lately?
No. Ever since Charlie left, the money's gone.
All the pennies go to Charlie.
The money's gone.
Be a part of Donation Nation, please. Shoot a few stars our way. And remember, Mama June, it's hard to chew a chocolate eclair without any teeth. Am I right?
All gums.
Get the most tender pastry you have. Maddie, are you within the sound of our voice?
I am.
What's the best cat hat?
I would say a nice beret.
A beret?
Yes.
Now, the thing is that I know that... I cannot put glasses on Linus. He hates it. Mm. How does tiramisu do with hats? We discussed this yesterday because you're getting ready for the party.
Right. Well, so I really want to get him just like a typical birthday party hat.
Like a pointy hat?
Yeah, exactly. But we haven't tried anything yet, but I know it's just not going to go well. He doesn't really like being handled, and I imagine he doesn't like being dressed up, but we'll see.
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, the beret goes well, maybe a vest.
Of course. We have a harness because we want to take him on walks, but he doesn't like that either.
Well, why would he? Cats don't like to walk like a dog.
But it's all about the human satisfaction, you know?
I suppose you're right. Now, Father's Day is this Sunday. I know that it's top of mind in my family when yesterday Carrie said, I'm working on Sunday, but what you should do is arrange to pick up a dinner for yourself at a restaurant for Father's Day. I said, oh, that sounds good.
I apologize. What? If you're watching at home, okay, you gotta grab him.
Thank you. Yeah, he's
he's a fat dog, let me tell you.
That also looked like semi-abusive, what just happened.
All right, listen, Maddie, your cat in the hat situation. I think
we're circling back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been trying to talk. This dog's been attacking me. If you're at home and you watch the video, you saw Santos and how fat he is. It's one to show the world. Mads.
Yes.
Why a beret?
Well, because when you think about it,
King's things,
the shape, they could just like circle in and cuddle up, you know,
it's like a perfect like little container.
Yeah, he loves it. It's like he also loves being in a box. Like he just likes to be kind of confined in a little area. You know,
cats are like this. Cats will get into bags, into boxes. They love it. Absolutely. Yes.
But how do they breathe is the question. Because that little nose has to stick up somewhere, right? It's like
but you don't seal the box.
Yeah, it's like an open box.
You have to
box.
Close the box.
No, even a closed box is going to have some sort of ventilation system.
That made me claustrophobic. The hat itself, I can see someone, like a cat curling up, but a closed box?
Yeah.
That's too much.
What about like a fake mustache or a beard?
And the birthday's this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend.
Okay, cool.
Tomorrow. One day.
I think tomorrow is when we're going to celebrate, yeah.
Now you'll know because when you drive by Maddie's house, there'll be a balloon on the mailbox.
With a sign that says, meow on in.
That's right.
That's a great idea.
Have you done anything for the mayor for Father's Day on Sunday?
I have not. We'll probably celebrate. I'm going to go home in a couple of weeks. But my sister and I always go in on gifts because it just makes it easier. So we got him a gift certificate to a local restaurant for takeout only. And then we also decided to do this cool thing to customize some masks for his college alma mater, because he's a big supporter of them.
Sure.
And goes to all the basketball games. So we're going to have their mascot and a bunch of stuff on the mask.
That's so sweet.
That's excellent. So that'll be nice. Fun. Are you going to WhatsApp your father on Father's Day?
I'll probably FaceTime.
Yeah, he's like, FaceTime's all day for the mayor. My dad's international and cheap. We WhatsApp.
I find that so entertaining.
When WhatsApp is weird to begin with, because you hear... I know that someone, I feel like someone's, we have a price to the free app. Like someone's listening.
Right.
Somebody has to be listening.
Yeah.
And my dad, like he doesn't say anything that's object, like something that would red flag us. But at all times, I'm like, I'm calling Bolivia. They like, I'm here. They're there. I'm sure somebody thinks that some coke deal is going down or some.
Absolutely.
Like, or some Iran-Contra affair. Like we're smuggling arms to the villagers. or the Sandinistas. What I would say is none of that happens, but when I'm on that line, there's nothing special about like that warmness you feel about being on a phone call or even a FaceTime call.
Right.
The safe at the Apple Corporation for everyone that hates them.
Right.
I feel safe being on FaceTime.
I do too.
When I'm on WhatsApp, it's a wild, wild west and I don't know what's happening because every time I see my mom and God bless her, she's like, I think tengo un virus. Where she says, I think I have a virus on her phone.
Right.
And I look at her WhatsApp that she has with all her friends from Bolivia.
Sure.
And she has so many like glittery Virgin Mary stickers that her friends sent her that have links to there that are all garbage, like $50 off your Ray-Bans.
Right. She loves clicking through. Don't click through.
And they know how to get us.
Right.
Like if you have an elderly or loving like parent that just kind of learning the internet with her friends.
Right.
It's like the mail issue where you like send $500. Like I would say 20 years ago, the elderly were being preyed upon. Now they're being preyed upon on WhatsApp.
Yeah. I go through it with my mom. Like about 6 months ago, she discovered emojis.
Yeah.
And that's all I got for like 2 months.
Well, that's better than a glittery Virgin Mary. And you're like, Mom, stop clicking on this garbage.
The glittery Virgin Mary is pretty great. Going to get you into heaven.
She clicks on that. And she's like, look at this. And then there's an animation. And I know that just they're stealing her all information. And then a pro tip for everybody at home.
Yes.
Maybe remind your father on Father's Day. Do not keep a document on your desktop called passwords.
Pony just literally soiled himself.
This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Click every link. All of them.
Click all links at all times.
Passwords.
The bad thing
it's
is when you get
passwords.
What's really bad is when you talk to your dad on WhatsApp and then you get targeted Facebook ads for cocaine.
Yeah.
They're right on your feed, right there.
Every time I talk to him, I get a spooky, like random person writing me on WhatsApp as soon as I'm done trying to sell me like a respirator. Like they know, like, oh, I must be a doctor trying to get the COVID's going on in Bolivia.
Big gas-powered respirator from 1950.
I don't trust it. And this is another bit, and thank you for bringing up my dad. And I would like to ask about HBS as well in 2 seconds.
Sure.
My father does this bit when he comes home because he's as foreign as the day is long. God bless
him.
He will forever. I will stop at the house, and this is before he left and when he left and came back and left and came back. Or on the phone, Oscar. I think I have a virus, which is another thing for his desktop. Because the phone is hard to get, honestly, if I'm being honest, to get something Trojan into your phone, an iPhone.
Right, right.
Android all day. Forget about it. But an iPhone is pretty rock solid. A Mac, not so much.
Right.
So I will do a team viewer with him, take over his machine. And I kid you not, every one of these Latin papers or Bolivian papers he's linking on.
Right.
Spam, 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 spam.
Of course,
spam,
of
spam.
Course.
So much so that they make his homepage not the paper page, but another spoof page. It's nuts. There's no oversight in Latin America.
And that's really what this show is all about.
Yes.
We need oversight in Latin America.
Geopolitical issues matter, people.
That's right.
My dad's killing me with his browser.
Stay away from the virus.
Yes.
How's the virus?
How's HBS?
He is good. You know, I actually considered dive bombing him at the beach for Father's Day, but with the spikes lately, I'm just not into it. I will not FaceTime him, but you know, I speak to him every day, and I was having a pretty tough conversation with him yesterday, and finally he said, I'm having a hard time. My blood sugar is low. Can we talk later? I said, absolutely. That'll be fine. I said, where are you at? He says, I'm at like 70 and I'm drinking a Coke. And it's just, I'm not catching all your references, son.
I'm not keeping up. Thank you.
But
so
I'll take this opportunity in front of everyone. I love my dad.
Aww.
And happy Father's Day.
That's so
sweet.
He's
the best. My kids hate me, but he's great. Remember, I can pick up at any restaurant I want to, Husker, because it's Father's Day. He comes home.
Well, this old man has prepared an audio vault, and we'll get into it after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Larry.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
I don't regret any of my tattoos.
Who wants some crackers?
If you can't find it on my nightstand, you don't need it. Sandy Duncan is Peter Pan. She can fly, boy. Just looked in my pantry. Too many beans. Shop, shop, shop. At the TMOS Shopping Center, Target and Walmart, big bargains at TMOS.com. Buy it, baby. Be a helper. That's all.
Robert patronized the shopping center this week.
Oh, he did?
Bought something that I didn't know existed.
What's that?
Rubber Birkenstocks.
Oh.
For a fraction of the cost of the real deal.
Poor Robert.
I don't know.
He's going to fall in his papa's footsteps.
Well, he's going to go play basketball, break his leg again.
In very Birkenstocks?
Strong. Yes. I think it was flip-flops that he broke his leg in the last time. Yeah. Well, at least this time I have better arch support. Hey, did you enjoy the TMOS Talking Head segment today?
I loved it.
Yeah, Mr. Allman was great. Big fun, and you can get on the fun on a future Friday Fun Fest. All you need to do is send me an email. That's me, Robert W. Spiewak Jr., son of Robert W. Spiewak Sr. And you ask yourself, how will it work? Mike does that better. It's easy. Just join us on the show via Zoom, and for one shining moment, you can be one quarter by volume, not by weight, of America's most beloved podcast, same as it ever was. Just send that email to Rob, that's R-O-B-B, at MikeO'MaraShow.com with a few words about yourself and all of your contact information, all of it with everything left in and nothing left out. You may be hearing from us. Let us know. We look forward to hearing from you. Now get busy. It's the TMOS Talking Head. We want your head to talk.
Yes. Now.
Please. As we evolve the bit. And now let's open the audio vault for today, which is Friday, June 19th, 2020. We start, of course, this merits a repeat because I want everyone to know how important Sunday is.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan. Wishing all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. Here's to you, Dad.
You're still the most highly paid country music star, and you can't record your voice sounding better than that? Luke. Try harder.
Yeah.
Here is a there is a page I follow on YouTube. This was trending yesterday. They're called Motion Worship. It's a comedy site. And these are things that you'll never hear your dad say. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet? Yep. We're lost. We are completely lost. Ooh, sports. Just do whatever the mechanic says to do. Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated. Make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework. Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet? Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up. Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?
Hey, can you please turn that music up?
Things that you never hear your dad say. Haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? I like that. Also, today we celebrate not just the good dads, but the bad dads. How about these legendary bad fathers from Hollywood, motion pictures, television? You know the deal.
My children, you disgraced the Lannister name for far too long. Don't make me destroy you.
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever had.
You little son, I'll teach you to laugh at something that's funny.
The oft-overlooked Al Bundy. I think he gets a lot of attention for Modern Family, but I really liked him on Married with Children. Good show. Do you remember we had the guy about a week ago that used artificial intelligence? He had an AI bot write a Metallica song.
Yeah.
He fed every Metallica song in, and then he did it again with Nirvana. And this one, I think, could literally fool me that it's a Nirvana song. It's called Smother. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
So again, what he did is he fed every Nirvana song into artificial intelligence, and it wrote a song for him.
It's scary.
It's very scary.
You're like, that's too close to real.
It is very, very close to real. Right. Anyways, but if you want to find out, it's called Smother. You can find that on YouTube. It's weird when someone dies that you assumed has been dead for like 40 years already. And I only mention this for one reason. A British singer, her name was Vera Lynn.
She was a very popular singer during World War II. She died yesterday at the age of 103, which is, I mean, her lifestyle finally caught up with her. But the thing, the only reason I mention her is her biggest hit is a historical footnote for this show. This is the last thing we played. Hold on.
Meet again
on the last episode
don't know where,
of the Mike O'Mara Show on terrestrial radio.
So I thought,
how shall we go out? And I said, we'll go out by saying, we'll meet again some sunny day.
Oh,
that's sweet. But anyway, that song is always, it was very important to veterans in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But I was chose that as, that literally is the last thing we played when the last episode aired on terrestrial radio.
Really?
So, yeah. So safe home, Vera Lynn.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Because we did, after we did the final show, we did, I think, 24 episodes of Best Of to fulfill the contractual obligations.
Yes.
And so I had to produce those, mm-hmm. and that was the last thing we played going into the stage or at the end of it. So safe wow. home, Vera Lynn. As you said, during the pandemic, there are winners and there are losers.
Mm-hmm.
The losers live in Rorerstown, Pennsylvania, where every night for the last 100 nights at 6 p.m., a guy goes outside of his house and plays the bagpipes.
So every day at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, I come out, and I play my bagpipes, whatever comes to mind. People come out and listen, they play, they jump in the puddles, and we're just doing it because we need to get out of the house.
I'm here for that. I am here for that all day. If some guy
100 days of bagpipes
on my block did that, Mike or Rob, I'm sorry, I'm so excited about this. I would love someone to play a live instrument.
Okay, but not the bagpipes. I mean, I'd take the accordion over that.
I don't know why you hate, I think the bagpipes are awesome. Maybe I'm a William Wallace guy, but I'm telling you, like,
maybe.
Braveheart, I love the soundtrack.
Also,
I love it. Why do you
also,
hate it?
It's dissonant. I have a hard time following the melody, and I also feel that it probably sprays a lot of spit. Is not the time we need that.
Yeah, but I'm saying if someone went out in their backyard,
okay,
play the violin, I'll take the bagpipes, had a harmonica, whatever.
All right.
That would be sweet.
I suppose. But I just would, there's many that I would prefer than bagpipes.
I'll tell you
That's
this.
All.
I'd take a gong. If I heard some guy go in his backyard and hit a gong every morning, I think that'd be hilarious.
We didn't do this on the bonus show this week, so this is a make good.
Mike gives me crap all the time for being OCD. And we, oh, by the way, we have a great bonus
it's a
show
lot
this
of fun.
Week. It is a great lesson in history, big time stuff. But as soon as we finished a really fine hour of radio, I cut off the mic and I said, we didn't do the gong. God damn it.
You got it now. You
got it in.
Now.
All right. And we close with this as we've beating the drum, beating the gong. Father's Day is Sunday. Please appreciate your dad. This is comedian Jim Jeffries on the real reality of Father's Day.
Father's Day came around, my girlfriend went, what do you want for Father's Day? And I went, I don't want anything. Don't even worry about it. I don't want anything. And she goes, come on, you gotta have something. I said, honestly, I don't want anything. And she goes, come on. And I went, it's my money, just don't touch it. Just leave my money alone. how hard is this? How about for 24 hours you don't touch my money? That would be a gift.
Good Father's Day gift. Don't touch his money. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Friday, everybody. And we do appreciate it. That's it, folks.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag. We're doing it this week, so you can get them in over the weekend. Can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmaraShow.com. It's a great place. I like it.
It is.
Thank you for listening, and join us again Monday for the best part of your day. Mike O'Mara will be back with a dog report.
Dog report.
Right, Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
Dog report. The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.